Hello, and welcome to the XBRL US National Conference Podcast. My name is Michelle Savage. I manage communication at XBRL US, and we're here today to talk about XBRL and accounting standards. And with us today, we have Hiro Makita. Hiro is the Senior Director for Software Product Marketing and Management at Fujitsu. Hiro is responsible for defining and executing product and go-to-market strategies for Fujitsu's interstage suite of software offerings, including the XBRL offering. Hiro, thanks very much, and thanks so much for joining us today. Fujitsu is also the platinum sponsor for the XBRL US National Conference, and so we look forward to seeing you at the conference itself. So basically, just to get this started, I understand that Fujitsu was interested in standardizing the way that it implemented IFRS worldwide, and you looked at XBRL as a solution. Can you tell us what were the primary issues that Fujitsu had to deal with in standardizing its accounting process?
Yes, Michelle. First of all, thank you, just giving us an opportunity to go through this podcast. Fujitsu is a $50 billion company operating in more than 50 different countries worldwide. And we have actually the two reasons there. One is internal reason. We have to do the whole financial data consolidation across the whole different the subsidiaries and different offices operating in different countries. And we also have been going through the many of the merger and acquisition activities too, so that internal financial data consolidation was one of the major reasons and an issue that we wanted to fix. Mm-hmm. And the second reason was the external, local, external reason, just to try to address to, just local, regional rules and regulations effectively on individual subsidiaries and offices. So those were the two major reasons we started looking at the standardizing our financial accounting approaches, and IFRS and an XBRL was definitely one of the strategic approach we wanted to go through.
And ultimately, why did you choose XBRL as the best solution?
It's actually two key reasons there. When we started looking at modernizing our order management system and also general letter systems, we actually set up two principles there. One is standardization. Anything we're going to do, we're going to do in a standard-based. That's the first thing. Second thing was we're going to take the modular structure for the better maintenance ability for the future, and then obviously the future growth. So we set up these two principles, and then these two principles actually led us to naturally a discussion of the service-oriented architecture and also the XML and XBRL particularly, when we're talking about financial data format.
Okay. And, when you were going through your decision-making process, did you consider any alternatives to XBRL?
Well, Fujitsu is a technical technology company, and, as everybody say, there is nothing technology cannot do. So there are a lot of many different approaches to it, but it was also very natural for us to select XBRL as a strategic the direction, because Fujitsu is one of the founding member of the XBRL International Consortium, and we have been contributing in both resources and a technology perspective to the consortium activities. We also have been involved in a variety of the different government-related projects to try to help them to standardize the whole, just the financial, the data transaction based on standards. So there was a lot of many different options for us, but it was a no-brainer for us to just simply decide XBRL as a way to go.
So given your experience in working with XBRL and working on XBRL implementations around the world, it was clearly the right choice for Fujitsu.
Yes, that's right. And XBRL and this standardization activity is going to give us a very comprehensive transparency into our financial activities every day, so that we can effectively address to any of the objectives and then challenges that we have in day-to-day mm-hmm. operations. And standardization is all about transparency, and I know we got a very good visibility into our financial activities today.
Okay, that's great. That's great. And I imagine that at the conference, November 17th and 18th, you'll be there and able to talk a little bit more about what Fujitsu has done and obviously what you have done for your clients as well.
Yes. Well, we have a variety of the different presentations there. We're very excited about to be there at the conference, and one, definitely we're going to talk about our internal experiences. Mm-hmm. We would like to share the good things and the bad things, and then just the challenges that you want to pay attention to. At the same time, we also want to would like to share a variety of the different experiences we had with our client bases.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Well, Hiro, thank you very much for joining us today and sharing those experiences with us here. And to our audience, please join us at the XRealUS conference, November 17th and 18th, and you can find out more about it by going to www.xrealus. And that's the end of our podcast, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.